3 from the Department of Family Care.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to amend Chapter 16 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to the Care Management Organization Governing Board.
Right. Morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Supervisors. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hodson, our Chief Financial Officer. And what you have before you is a request to revise the Chapter 16 of the ordinances insofar as they regard the Care Management Organization Governing Board. A brief summary of the requested changes, some of them more nomenclature and some in terms of board composition. The current ordinance refers to family care as a care management organization. The state and all the other MCOs have changed to a managed care organization, so for consistency's sake, we're asking that it be a managed care organization instead of a care management organization. We've already sort of made the switch in our heads and charge people a quarter when they say CMO, so that's a nice revenue source, but we'd like to change the name there. We also are asking that we expand the residency eligibility for a small number of persons on the board. We have individuals who are guardians for people that are enrolled in the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care who do not live in the county. There are people who work in Health and Human Services in Milwaukee County but who reside outside of the county. So in order to be able to grow the board and have a really nice wide breadth of representation, we're asking for permission to have a minority of members with the ability to reside outside of the geographic bounds of Milwaukee County. The other request within this proposal is to look at shrinking the size of the board from 16 to 12 members. As I think Supervisor Roma West sits on the board, it is a challenge to find people who are able to devote their time to the board. We have four working subcommittees. Most of the members are on one or more of those committees. It's a time commitment. These are all volunteers from the community. Some of them are enrolled family care members. Again, some people who work in the field, some people who are family members enrolled. And it's a challenge to be able to find people, enough people to staff these committees and do the work and bring the information back to the governing board. So it's just been, it's been, again, a challenge to have that full 16. So we're hoping that if we look at a smaller composition, we'll be able to fill the board, be able to really find people who can really devote their time and energy to the work that we would like them to do and which they volunteer to do.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just find it hard to believe that we can't find 16 people within Milwaukee County that care enough about this to sit on board. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm really going to accept that argument of why we need to reduce the board. And in fact, I see by spreading out the residency and then reducing the board, you're reducing the influence of Milwaukee County and the people who live here, the bulk of the program. Milwaukee County is one-fifth of the state's population. There's a million people who live here, and all of a sudden you're reducing their influence to, because you claim that out of those million people, we can't find 16 to sit on a board.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Weishan, I don't disagree with the fact of the matter is we really have struggled. We have had people who have volunteered to be on the board who have not been able to attend any of the meetings. We are looking at. We've had a request from some of the members of the board to use technology, which we're sort of on the cusp of doing because we want people to attend in person as opposed to being able to Skype or conference call in. I think sometimes you miss the full flavor of a meeting if you're attending remotely. But we really have devoted a lot of time and attention to trying to encourage people to do it. We need people who represent the target groups, who represent the diversity of Milwaukee County, and also let me use this opportunity to say if there's anyone that any of the supervisors is aware of that would be appropriate for this, we'd be more than happy to sit down and talk with them. in particular, more so the residency piece than the size, is because we have had candidates who have really wanted to do this, people who have worked in health and human services and nonprofits within Milwaukee County, but who live outside of, again, the geographic bounds, that if we were able to look at a larger pool of individuals, it would be easier for us to staff the board and its committees.
Madam Chair, I'm going to make a motion to lay the item over. I do think that we need to do a little bit more investigation about what may be some of the unintended consequences of changing this. I don't want to say that I'm opposed to it yet. I just feel that from our discussion today and what I've been able to read in our packet, I don't quite feel comfortable enough, and that I want to make sure I have a full understanding of what these changes would be. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to lay the item over for one cycle.
Okay. Supervisor Weishan is making a motion to lay this over for one cycle. Supervisor Mayo and then Supervisor Schmidt on that motion, please.
I don't know where I'm at with the layover, so I'll put that out there real quick. From line 74 to 80, can you go over those terms? Especially 80, you're talking about there's no longer no board member should serve no more than two consecutive terms. You strike that. Then you strike out, reappoint the original 16. You took out second consecutive term. And can you explain that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, absolutely. When we wanted members, again, to be able to serve more than two terms, because when we have people and we have board members who have really done a great job and who have spent a lot of time and energy in becoming really familiar with the program, so with the board's approval, we'd like to be able to afford those individuals an opportunity to continue to serve. So that was the intent on there.
So it's open-ended now. They can serve as many terms as they want. There's
no
term limit.
That was my proposal, to say that they could, that board members who continue to be active and participate, there's a reappointment process, but that we wouldn't have to cycle individuals off who've really done a good job and want to continue to serve. And then Madam Chair and Supervisor Mayo, you had another.
It's just you changed 74. You changed the name from
Care Management Organization to Managed Care Organization.
No, you took Managed Care. You strike that.
On line 7.
What is the name supposed to be?
Managed Care Organization.
Okay. And then with the four that Supervisor Washington have a concern about, mm-hmm. You going down to four instead of five people outside of the Milwaukee County to be on.
But in that
line 63.
Right. Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, what we added was that there would still be the majority of individuals who resided in Milwaukee County, so that's where you see in line 62 at least seven of whom reside in Milwaukee County. And then the next line is the total membership will include representation, and this is the existing language. It's just a change in the number of people who are either family members, guardians, or other advocates who are representative of the MCO membership. So that language stays. The reason we changed the number was looking at the different size of the board. But the language in terms of who the board should be representing and what that the composition should look like remains the same from the original ordinance.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We get things, so it's always good to take a little bit more time, I suppose, but I'm wondering what you could report back to us a month you can't tell us now. You told us that you have difficulty in getting quorums, and I can understand that. There's a lot of these committees and the time you put in to find good people, it's easier said than done, and have people who have some expertise and who care and have some knowledge of what's going on. You still have a majority of Milwaukee vote, a strong majority, so I'm not seeing much of a problem here. So I don't know what information we further need to make a decision here now. And I know I'm not too worried about more outside representation outside Milwaukee County, because we're expanding outside Milwaukee County. And this committee and this board has thought that almost unanimously that it's a good idea. We have a great MCO. We had the only one. And we've done a great job. We have a great product. And, you know, it makes sense as long as we're living up to our obligations in Milwaukee County. And you've shown in past couple meetings when I've asked for some statistics or how we're doing in Milwaukee County that we're not suffering at all in Milwaukee County. So while I understand always have more information, I'm wondering if the supervisor would be willing to say, you know, what exactly we want to find out. But, you know, I thought you've spoken to the reasons why we have it, and we still have majority in Milwaukee, so I don't have much problem at all with the department's asking here. So that'd be my comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Weishan, do you want to elaborate?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, like I said, to think out through the process what the ramifications of this are. What is the proportionality that we're talking about? You know, you say, yes, the majority of the board is Milwaukee County, but why should you, as a citizen of Milwaukee County, be represented at, say, 1 to 100,000 versus somebody who lives in an outside community and they're getting represented at 1 to 10,000? Why should the votes of Milwaukee County be diluted on this board and have less representation when you look at it on a proportional basis? Plus, I'd like to know how this will fit into sort of, you know, the other grand scheme of things. When we first made the decision of we were going to do services outside of Milwaukee County, the main concern was, okay, are we going to be subsidizing this? And, you know, will the balance of power, for lack of a better term, shift? And will then outside agencies or whatever have influence on what happens within Milwaukee County? We had all of these discussions. And now I see us doing this incremental approach to get us to a point where we may, you know, lose control of this whole thing. And that, you know, first this, we take the board from 16 to 12, and then only 7 people in Milwaukee County. What's to stop them from coming in here, you know, a couple, you know, years from now or months from now and saying, you know what, we need to redo the board because of this or that, and, you know, or the state comes in and says, you know, you're providing services in this whole region, so guess what? You get one representative from Milwaukee County and one from Waukesha and one from here and one from there, and that's it. So, like I said, I don't think it's too much to ask that we take time to spend more than a 5-minute gloss over on this, and really think through this program and what it means for the individuals that use those services. So that's the point of, you know, like I said, I can tell you my first reaction is no, because I haven't seen any problems with the current system that would require. And I find it a bit strange that the same, whether it's the Abley administration or other people that advocate that all of these boards are going to be filled by people that, you know, you don't have to pay them, you don't have to do anything, and that, you know, they magically show up, and that's what they're advocating for other county services at the state level, yet then now we're supposed to change board because people who don't get paid don't show up, and as if that's some kind of, you know, amazing thing, right? You don't pay people, they don't show up. It's as simple as that. And it's hard to find, you know, people's lives are extremely busy, and all of this is very time consuming. So I just think we need to think through the process and have it clearly written out, and a greater presentation about what some of the consequences of these changes might be.
Supervisor Stemper?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I don't have a problem with the layover. But I did want to ask, is there a chair to this, the Manic Care organization? Who's the chair, and how did you guys decide that you need to go to the 12 members and reduce the county's membership? I mean, was it a consensus, or, you know, what went on?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, I guess, first of all, I think it's important to remember that the governing board is an advisory board. As you are all well aware, all of the policy decisions in terms of you know, the Department of Family Care are made here.
Okay.
With the County Board of Supervisors. So this is an advisory board, and there is a chair, Maria Rodriguez from the Housing Authority is the chair. And we have had, and again, Supervisor Roma West has a seat at the board and can and Supervisor Johnson, that, you know, we have had many discussions within the board and asking other board members for, you know, do you know individuals who would be willing to serve? And again, we look for a very specific population of people who represent the target groups that we serve, either as advocates or professionals, volunteers, or again, members. So what we brought forward is trying to think of a way that we can have, we really can encourage people to participate. And I'm happy to provide, you know, additional detail, but in terms of, again, more to Supervisor Weishan's point, because the board is advisory in nature, there isn't, you know, we have a finance subcommittee, an operations subcommittee, a quality subcommittee, and a newly formed ethics and compliance subcommittee, where the work groups of the department present information to those committees, and the committees then bring the information to the governing board, and we have input from board members in terms of how we're proceeding. We give them updates as we do to here, but the decision-making capacity regarding anything rests solely within the County Board of Supervisors, just so there's no mistake about that.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a question about the amount of consumers that are in Milwaukee County compared to outside Milwaukee County. Can you give me that number?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen. Last count. Oh, wait, this isn't my total population. Total population is obviously it's significantly more in terms of Milwaukee County because the expansion has started later. Our enrollment for Racine and Kenosha at this point is
about 140 members.
Right. And with their expansion counties is smaller because expansion just started within the last six months.
Mm-hmm.
So the preponderance, absolutely, the preponderance of members are within within Milwaukee County. But again, I just point out, just so you're aware, when you have individuals, we have individuals who are served, who are responsibilities of Milwaukee County and are served by Milwaukee County Family Care, who live outside of Milwaukee County. And that's been sort of the nature of human services forever. That predates family care because individuals were placed within facilities around the state, and when those facilities have closed, we have individuals who reside throughout the state of Wisconsin. And again, we also have guardians who live perhaps geographically distant from their family members, and their family members live in Milwaukee County. So a lot of it is trying to give a voice to people who do have a stake and have an interest in what goes on in Milwaukee County, but may simply have an address that is outside of the county, out of the county boundaries.
Okay. The total amount of people in Milwaukee County that are consumers?
There's about 8,040.
Okay.
So it's probably roughly 8,040, 140 Racine Kenosha, and about 20 in what we refer to as Region 6, which is the other five outlying counties, Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, Walworth, and Ozaukee.
Okay. And how was the number for, I guess, the minority group of representation on the board outside of Milwaukee County? How was that? Was it a six, five number? 5-7 ratio? Is that what it is?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, we wanted to make sure that the majority of members, if whatever the size of the board, that the majority of members would be in Milwaukee County. So, there is no magic to having five people that can be four. What we really want to do is just make sure that there's an opportunity to bring in people from a broader area. So.
Gotcha.
There's no alchemy. We did look at some research in terms of the size, typical size of nonprofit boards, mm-hmm. but really, I'll be absolutely honest with you, our interest is in making sure that we have, you know, a full membership of the board at the meetings and that people that are on the board are able to have the time to serve on those committees, on the subcommittees, because that's really where a lot of the heavy, as you know, it's the subcommittees where the heavy lifting goes on.
And do you have to be a board member to be on the subcommittees?
You can be on a subcommittee and not be a board member, but then you aren't able to, then, but you're not a voting member of the board.
Mm-hmm. I would encourage that be one of the things that are reexamined in the layover time. And it seems that that ratio, I guess I understand from the administration's perspective, representation, but the vast majority of the consumers live in Milwaukee County. So I would hope that that's examined again. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right. Anything further from committee? We do have a motion for layover for one cycle by Supervisor Wyshon. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
No.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to lay this item over to the April meeting cycle is approved.
Okay. If you are on the committee and you have questions, I will have Jody, Madam Clerk, I will have Madam Clerk give you the notes that I've taken down here regarding the supervisor's concerns. But if any other supervisors have concerns, please discuss them with Ms. Ledger before next cycle. Thank you.